Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hi. Yes.
We're back.
And we're
And we're ready. Don't we
we're back
some
and we're
interesting
ready to...
news. There's some interesting news dealing with Facebook down to, not knowing that she's pregnant, down to some news on disability testing, and then we're going to be discussing child named Nutella.
Yes,
Definitely.
A lot more.
Yes.
You heard the woman. Welcome to AMC Press & Co. And tonight's sponsor is St. Peter's Transcription Service. Our motto is, if you talk it, we transcribe this in the precise degree. Well, not necessarily in the precise degree. Luigi is standing by to take her call. And have call waiting. We do our saintly best of taking your custom. And where can you find us? Well, you can find all of our information at www.itsmyeuros.com/AMC Press or can shop for us or with us on Zazzle.com and itsmyeuros.com/AMC Press or on Twitter at AMCPress31 and AMC Press News. And yes, like I said, you can soon buy our stuff on Zazzle. Keyword AMC Press Public Show. And on with the news.
Yes.
Apparently, Facebook wants to transcribe all your voice messages.
Yeah.
Why?
I think they're causing more trouble than what is actually necessary.
Honestly, why? Why?
I don't know.
I mean,
but it isn't good.
Currently, it allows people to send microphone icon messages to speak into your phone to transmit audio clips to your recipient, who they actually listen to you in order to hear what you have to say. It's the best new update, which Marcus has made available on a tiny scale to select users. Yes, but transcribing so we know what you said.
And what you could be speaking about. Was this the invasion of privacy? I think so.
I mean, it's a flop. Because, honestly, why would you, in your right mind, basically, give Facebook your identity and what you personally talk about. That's like, you know, that's like on your wedding night. It's like on your wedding night, having people watch your coronation, if you know what I mean. You know?
Yeah,
it's like you've never seen somebody, you know?
Yeah, no, I would rather not even think about that.
Or even worse, trying to basically, you know, recreate the moment like they do every year.
I would just rather not.
I mean, it's fine with Google Voice, but
Google Voice, fine.
At the same time, Google has more savvy about stuff like this.
They're not just going to go, oh yes, we're going to take whatever you like, and then you have no say.
And you have no say. You know,
have no say, and oh yeah, by the way, you have no say in the matter.
Yeah, and you know, God forbid they want to use it in transcribing court documents. Brilliant.
These people could write. People write. How many things? They could write to Kingdom Come saying, I did X with X, and I'm not talking about X being anything good.
X being is nothing good, you know, and then they go,
X being
nothing
an expletive. Meaning
making
love, making it could be
right, and like the absurdities of it would be very funny in the fact that all you have to then say is
shut up.
So you're the one who did me 29 years ago, and now it's appearing in court documents. You know,
or it could be, I didn't know you. You didn't get divorced.
Did you get divorced? Right.
Oh,
did you get divorced? No. How'd you find that out?
Lovely thing called
Google.
It's called
public
information.
Exactly. Can you please, you know, stop?
Could you imagine if it was the guy from Sister Wives?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So how much polygamy have you had? Oh, right. We forgot. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not worth the killing. I mean, you must be making a killing. It's called polygamy and their sisters?
No, they're not. That would be...
No, they're not.
Very
not. Sisters at all. You know?
Maybe sisters from another mister.
Right, right. Sisters from another person. But nothing under that. You know?
Right.
And, I mean, how much do you have to go? What does it have to go to? To a court judge. I mean, I'm imagining like a Judge Judy figure. You know,
next case.
The Law and Order music starts. Music. Sort of thing. Then, yes, do you swear the truth to tell the truth and so on, blah, blah, blah. God, I do, but I feel on the case. Now, you, Facebook user A, said this on 25/20, blah, blah, blah.
No, or you said it on X date and X date and times to,
and you have it on next time, too. Yeah.
Right.
Well.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry about you. You have it on X time, too. Oh, really? Yes. Unfortunately so. Why? Well, because I was texting my mistress. Oh, so you're my mistress now? You know, kind of thing.
Right.
To which his current wife is watching the stand and said, "Hun, can we talk for a second?" You know? Kind of thing.
Right.
I mean,
Johnny, what do you think? Could you think of any scenarios that could happen because of this?
See, they won't automatically transcribe my voice messages? Messages.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Dang cold.
I mean, I would think that it would be very funny in a Sherlock spoof.
Oh, God.
Where it was, you know, Martin Freeman and his wife. His wife actually plays his wife on Watson's wife on Sherlock, right? So it could be pretty funny to see that. But it could also be funny in other ways of, oh yes, I found a clue, and it's digital. Why is it digital? You know, kind of thing.
Could you imagine if people were playing, were having an online, if there was an online version, multiplayer game of Clue? online?
Oh my word.
Wait,
make
it happen.
What?
Where they?
Colonel Mustard got 5 XP points.
Right. Or Colonel Mustard got stuck in the bedroom with a Facebook text. Oh no! Or Professor Plum was making out with Colonel Mustard, and it wasn't our fault. You know. You know, implying how much gay sex does it have to, you know what I mean, take.
Or it could always be the phone, people are playing Cards Against Humanity, and then there's another group of friends.
Oh my word. there's one playing Facebook Against Humanity.
I thought they're playing Facebook Save Our Humanity.
Facebook definitely does not save our humanity. In one thing after another, you know what I mean?
Right. It's like Cards Against Humanity, Facebook style.
Oh my word!
I got it. Facebook against humanity. Yeah.
Facebook against humanity.
Brilliant.
On the subject line. Yeah. Facebook against humanity. On the subject line. On the subject line, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
And company.
Mark
and company.
And company, exactly. You know.
Right.
And company. That would be funny.
Hilarious.
Shit. Because then they would go right after Mark Zuckerberg, and no one would be safe then. You know?
And
so, Mark, why did you...
Leaves a lot of... Makes things be a lot of fun, too.
Well,
makes
and leaving the... and leaving the mystery out of it.
Yeah.
You know, the mystery is right there. If they're transcribing messages, they must transcribe, you know... Mark Zuckerberg stuff. Because,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, one, nobody can be friends with Mark Zuckerberg. And two,
he's not as cool as Tom from MySpace.
Well, Tom is probably 40 years old, singing in a backwoods somewhere. You know.
Right, yes.
And,
but... But he is making, but he went and did, and he was able to make some money.
Cash?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And cash in, so do you really think?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, he cashed out a long time ago.
Oh.
It was a long time ago. But
yes.
the funny thing is, you know, we could say a very funny part about the Facebook used to be cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool anymore. I mean,
right.
There's all the secrecy around it, like it's a fucking fortress.
They know everything. They know. It's like, be careful.
It went from being cool to being a tool.
Yeah.
I mean, to being a tool in a way that is insane in many different ways. One, they're playing experiments. Two, then they just, you know, they play experiments,
right.
And they deny that they're playing experiments, and they deny that they're hacking your lives out. Oh, wait, and then there's a security breach, and then there's another security. You know, what in the hell?
I'm a greedy bitch.
You know.
I think Mark Zuckerberg, he definitely is a definitely greedy bitch. Definitely one of those.
I mean, so...
One more time?
I'm a greedy bitch.
Thank you.
Exactly. I mean, how do you just... How does it pan out to everything being... Everything being his way.
Right.
And then saying that,
screw around with
I'm not a megalomaniac. You know?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what they all say?
Sure, that's what they all say.
I mean, saying it in so many words, it's just like, give it a break, you know. Give it a break in terms of the spying. I mean, nobody spies on anybody anymore, except for probably the CIA. And if you're going to turn it into the Cold War, please let us know, you know, because then we'll build bunkers around, you know.
Or people will just go, okay, I'm getting off of Facebook, see ya, bye. Yeah.
Exactly, you know, go off the grid.
It's called see ya, bye, don't let your actually get yourself out while you have the ability.
And taking it in, I'm taking it to a level that most people around the world are now off the grid, or what we call off the grid, you know.
Right.
The insane amount of stuff that he's trying to do, you know, YouTube has become the world's leading thing of reality TV.
Or also for people who deem themselves to have and then the so-called feminists, gamer feminists, who just
feel like
their opinions matter, and they don't think that other women in the world would like them to get their mouth shut. Feminists to have them shut and to never speak again.
I mean, speaking again in... I think that speaking again would definitely hinder everything. You know what I mean? Taking anything for granted now. It's like you can't even put it on... You can't even say anything personal anymore. I mean, that's why with my Facebook, I'm not, I'm not one to actually, you know, post much on there, because I know people are watching.
Right. Or you know, post what you feel is need it, and then you go on your way, and you go, okay, cool, great, fun.
Exactly. Bye. You know, I'm not like, if you want to get in touch with me, you know, people have my number. That's, you know, unless
that's
you don't have my number,
friends.
Or that's for people
friends.
Who...
Family.
Know me,
that's
but
true.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, don't take it personally when I don't get you back if I meet you at a bar or something like that. You know,
right.
You know,
right.
If I trade business cards with you, that's why I have that email on there, so you don't bug
right.
me. You know, and then if I do see a message, yeah, you know
then
what I mean.
You'll go, it's called you're taking things into consideration and you're not just going, oh yes, I have to do XX next. No, it's called you work, you do. Not going to be on everyone's beck and call. Just no.
Right. Right.
As
because who needs
much
that shit?
As
you know, who needs that shit? I mean, in
no one.
Just in turn, nobody needs that shit. You know, nobody needs you know, nobody needs people to spy on them, but
right.
When you have something like this, Jesus Christ. You know, it's like, hello? Yes? I knew I was spying on you. Why?
It's called creepy.
You know.
Really? Come on.
I mean, creepy in so many ways. Like, from just the start of it, the one thing I hated, really got on my nerves, was Zooks, or whatever. You know, taking it, taking it to the example of, oh yeah, we have single dating, and oh, here's a thing where everything, you know, everything you have goes online.
It's not sacred. It's not sacred anymore.
And it's not sacred in so many,
in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
Exactly. Once you say, oh yeah, it's not sacred, guess what? It's not sacred anymore. And it's called everything that you know and you have gets put into the open and puts into this lovely, lovely, lovely.
And a lovely thing of
lovely
having
did we mention it was
don't
lovely?
Don't we have other things? Don't
we do. We do have other
things.
We do. And this lovely World Wide Web. It's lovely for other things, but, you know, you don't grow in a garden full of roses for nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. And other news. And now a word from our sponsor. Tired of having the same disability? Wish there weren't any rules? Come to Reignite Them and How. Your one-stop shop for all things disability, where smarter people rule. So what exactly is going on the disability front? Well, they're coming up, I think, with new
new ways of really making the diagnosis
disability.
Yeah. More specifically, intellectual disabilities. Which I could see, because everyone is different, so kind of makes sense to go at it going, okay, all different.
Yeah, and all different in terms of, you know, trying to treat it. You know, and they're trying to cure disability like you don't have a disability, but then you'd be turning yourself into
really
a jail.
That's not really the case.
But that's not really the case. You can never cure a disability, no matter what.
As much as people would love to.
I mean,
as much
I don't want to, you know.
Neither do I.
You know, we're happy the way we are, but not
we wouldn't
in the fact
be
that
here on this earth.
Yeah, we wouldn't
if
be.
There was something to make us different.
Right. And, you know, if your favorite show is Doctor Who or, you know, Sherlock, it celebrates diversity. That's what it's about. You know, There are many, many shows that celebrate diversity. But...
Oh, yeah.
But when you're trying to label learning disabilities,
Not really the best thing either.
It's not really the best thing of everything going. It's just like everything goes wrong, you know. But how in the world? Why in the world would they come up with different why in the world would they come up with different diagnoses for different things, but yet make it into a very into a very mixed bag of things.
Right.
The truth is disabilities are in everything, you know, taking taking it in terms of a bit too far is now they're trying to kill disabilities, and they're trying to kill things that make us different.
Which is not good either.
No. No. But taking disability out of disability?
That can't really be the case. Especially
why?
When you're going... Taking it out of disability, you really can't do that when you're thinking about what disability is. Not, I think... of going, oh, yes, you don't have it. Or, oh, you have it, but it's not very, it doesn't really give those who have it, going, okay, you're labeling. Downright. Yes, it's good to label, but is it really the best? There's other ways about going, okay, yes, your child does have a disability. Yes, it's all good. But don't make the child go, oh, I'm stupid. I'm this.
Well, I mean, that's what we all, you know, felt when we were diagnosed.
Yeah. Right.
I know I felt that way tons of times because I thought that, one, I was different, and two, I was stuck being different, and it was my fault, you know?
Right.
I sort of learned, well, different is good, you know? Different is really good, and different is kind of a thing you need to be, you know what I mean, in this world. Lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about... What about you, Johnny? What do you think?
I think I zoned out. Oops.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, in terms of having disability and all this labeling that's going on, what do you think?
You know, I embrace what I am.
Yeah.
Why would I want to be normal?
Right.
Right, yeah.
And you know what?
I mean,
I'm going to say it. Normal people think.
Well, and there's no such thing as being
right.
Normal either.
Like, I don't know what normal
right.
So.
I don't know what normal means. I mean, back in when I was in a horrible, horrible situation, they said, well, can you act normal? And I sort of replied to the teacher, I don't know what normal is, so what is that? You know?
Going...
What exactly is that? You know?
Right.
I mean, I'm proud to be a role model for people, but when it comes to criticizing your differences, what in the world are we doing? You know?
Right.
Why do you have that? You know? But then, you know, if we can't criticize disability, can we criticize a woman who didn't know that she was pregnant?
Yeah, I think that's fair game.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I think so.
If she had no idea that she was pregnant, then... And to make matters worse, this was a nun.
Which means nuns I don't think are supposed to be pregnant. I really don't.
Let's just start there. Let's just start there and then go forward. Okay. Number one, if you're unaware of your pregnancy, okay, definitely check with God before having a baby by dialing 1 for St. Peter. 2.
Make sure you know that it's a, with it being coming pregnant, you kind of know that there's kind of more that goes in hand with that than just being, than just going, oh yes, you gave birth. Your immaculate conception, no. It's called no.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry about that. It doesn't bode well for the Catholic Church, but in addition, it doesn't bode well for the Pope.
A couple of weeks ago, he was dissing on Charlie Hebdo, and then he was dissing about, oh, you can't carry religion this far. And now he's saying nuns can't get pregnant.
Or
really now. You know, it arrived in late June, and she gave birth to a baby boy. Brilliant. But if you're dressed in white and you're trying to take care of a kid, isn't that illegal? Last time I checked. You can't get pregnant, sorry.
Yeah, I think that tends to make things kind of interesting. Just saying. I don't think that's the best, especially bringing up a kid in the church when you're supposed to be taking a vow to not only have no kids at all.
Well, having no kids. I mean, nobody knows nuns' vows, right?
They can't have kids for.
And it's a vow of silence. A woman that belongs to a religious order takes a vow of poverty, chastity, and obedience, right? So, obedience, which is for every sister, nun, monk, priest, you know, and then are professed by members of religious orders after a period of temporary simple vows.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and that's the really, you know, but yet
they die right. She dove right in there for sure.
Yeah, but then you have.
But she also threw what those vials out the fucking window.
Well, yeah.
They've, think about that. It's like, oh no, me getting pregnant before I go into the church. I'm sure the Pope won't mind having to take care of a kid.
I mean,
yeah.
It just
think that truly goes with what the Pope is supposed to do.
But then there was also the fact that a couple of months ago you had a story, actually this was a couple of months ago, where a nun basically escaped that knew that she didn't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing it, doing the whole religious thing, she basically escapes her sacrament and stuff like that, which is a brilliant thing.
Brilliant!
Because... yeah.
That's fine. That I'm fine with. But if she didn't want to be involved in the church, I mean, in the fucking
right.
church, and she knew she was going to have a kid to boot, wouldn't the person go, maybe I should be doing something different?
Maybe that's not such a big idea. You know, the better idea would be taking it out on, you know, the other nuns. Because historically there have been plenty of nuns who have come out as not nuns, you know. You know, there's one who you know, when you make a pact to escape, you can't help but take, you know, take yourself a little bit, not seriously, but taking it in a way of requiring
to another level. To another level.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, ex-nuns of ex-nuns, I give them credit, but giving having a baby is another story. You know, while
within
you're still wearing
the yeah, brilliant. Chalk that
yeah.
up to the church.
Or chalk it up to Pope Francis, who just criticized, oh, yes, you cannot do it against walls of, you know, outside these walls, you cannot commit adultery, you cannot commit sin, you can't do, well, okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's called, obviously
why?
She did it. Obviously she had some fun.
Right.
And
exactly.
She,
you know, having some fun.
In such
it.
A great way.
Right. And
in the best way possible.
Totally. In the best way possible. And totally in the worst way possible of everything else. You know? And
right.
Let's see, for you know, we hope that she's okay, but we hope she doesn't get chastised like the baby that was named Nutella.
Yes.
In Canada.
No, King's all of Canada, but actually, it's this story comes from France.
Well, from France, and France banning Nutella.
As a name.
You know, it's almost like the people, the registered domain went, no, you cannot name your thing Blender, you cannot name your thing Frost, you cannot name your thing Chocolate, you cannot even name, unfortunately, you know, it's kind of exciting when you get to name your kid, right? Because you can think, you can torture it for the rest of its life, or not.
Yeah, that wouldn't bode well. That would not bode well. Not for me and anyone involved with me. That would probably be the point of going, no. I think until men could four children of their own, names taking should be fun, yes. But don't torture wives. These wives can torture them. Men back.
Well, yeah, ooh. I mean, the situation was that the court was basically, they were asked to come up with a new name. And it didn't show up, and so the judge changed the baby's name to Ella. And
which
on the contrary,
name?
You know, on the contrary, the fact that it could only, being that the first name can only lead to mockery and disparaging thoughts, reports the French reporter, but then the second odd name, you know, which hit the past few months, was called fraise, or strawberry in French. And they were also denied. And I explained to the court on January 5th that they were trying to give it the girl an original name, and originally said on Francine. Now these names have been added to the banned names in France. Now, I never knew there was a banned name list in France. That they're not the only country who need to publish such a directive. New Zealand also apparently has come out with a band named list of last year, like Lucifer, Tallulah the Hula from Hawaii, and Justice, which is about 52 times where the country was most commonly denied. And then typical names that are considered a form of abuse. Okay, I'd love to see this. Lucifer, you cannot call your child Lucifer, Justice, or Anal. Which we're not calling
Anal! Anal! Can you please come here? Anal?
No.
Wow.
The most rejected name.
Oh my.
The person named Justice. Okay. The person named Justice, which has turned out 62 times. For example, Princess or King never had a chance. Person one named the kid Messiah. Christ was just two. And then you had the 2008 allowed a set of twins to be named Benson and Hedges, which is the name of a cigarette brand. That same year, number 24 bus shelter was approved. Then you have, then in 2008, a New Zealand family court ordered that a 9-year-old girl whose parents called her Tallulah the Hula from Hawaii should have her name changed.
No.
Then it also says that
you can call it a form of abuse, but so can you do with one word, blender, or zoo, or
apple.
Or violet,
violet
apple,
is
or strawberry, or peachums, or peach, you know.
Yeah,
And you can't, like, in Iceland, Germany, or Denmark, are among the countries that carry the naming rights. The BBC reported that the Icelandic authorities rejected the first name because they said it wasn't a an approved name. And in Canada, there's no federal government list of approved names, but there are some provincial rules. In Quebec, you can't, you know, name that could be caused ridicule and difficulty in translation, or they don't follow usual conventions around that last name to his line. In the past, registrars have reconsidered naming their child as Godric, Boom Boom, Salud, Lucifer, Jesuel. Frankly, if I name my kid any of this, it probably be hell.
Yeah, it would be.
And then in 1997, they lost a court case once by a couple who gave their daughter the middle name Tiff Un Angel, and it's an angel. You know, I just don't know. I mean, how many then there was WikiLeaks, Sweden attempted to have a what looks like a screen name. So, and the longest screen name in the world. Let's see. BRXS XXCC XXM CCCC LLL MMMNNN PRXVC LMNCK SSQ LLB 111116.
Did the person fall asleep on the computer?
Why say not three times fast? What?
Did the person fall asleep on their computer?
Or maybe they just had squirty stuff on their head. You know, pronounces Albon, in case you didn't know. You know, but the naming laws. And you can't name your kid things like YOLO.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be the best.
You know, can't name your, you know, now we know we can't name our kid by any other brand name.
Why just call him Banana, just for the heck of it?
Can't do that, unfortunately.
Ouch.
Yeah, you can't do that. But in the interest of time and effort and stuff like that, I hope that... What?
It was no.
And... No! Exactly. No!
There was a disgruntled...
Yeah. In the interest of time, I guess
that was annoyed grunt. Otherwise, no.
And
go.
I know. Go. I know. The interest of time and the time is running out. But don't worry, we'll be on tomorrow night if we can help it, and if we can stay out of the storm.
What storm?
Yeah. The storm.
The so-called storm of the century.
Yeah, exactly. That leads us to one thing. The end of show credits. God. This episode,
yes.
Right, the end of show credits. This episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound wizards, Johnny DuBell. Our drivers are Jack Ripper and Jeeves from PG Woodsurfers Jeeves. I don't know how they're getting along. Our intern is Virginia Wolf. Her intern is Tanya Harding, and apparently they're beating each other up now with fate. Tanya Harding is being swept away currently by Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin thought, what the hell do we do now? Our show is currently being produced by speaking to iPhones and phones, and this concludes our show for tonight. And with that, tune in tomorrow for more satire and James Higher.
And we did your time, same podcast.
And we bid you adieu because all of us, all of you.
And
good night.
Before we go, you can find us and all of our links at itsmyurl.com/AMCPress. Be ready for a lot more fun to come.
Exactly. But there's more.